The Federal Communications Commission has approved the sale of Paramount Global to Skydance Media. Now, this approval was hard won, to remind, after federal regulators opened an investigation into Paramount's CBS News, the company paid $16 million to settle a lawsuit with President Trump. Skydance also agreed to take steps to eliminate alleged bias in news coverage and end diversity programs at the company. NPR Media correspondent David Folkenflik is with me now. Hey, David.
Hey, Mary Louise.
All right. What more do we know about how this approval came to be?
Well, it was announced very late this afternoon by the Federal Communications Commission on a 2-to-1 vote. There are only 3 commissioners at the moment, 2 Republicans, 1 Democrat, and that's exactly how they voted. Mm-hmm. And in it, you know, Chairman Brendan Carr elevated that position early this year by President Trump, hailed it. He said, you know, there have been a lot of concerns about bias, a lot of concerns about how media is run, and this, you know, will essentially herald a new day for CBS.
And it feels like you and I have been talking every few weeks saying this is coming, this is right. What these companies want to happen. Do we know what tipped it over the edge today?
Well, you know, what made the difference were, of course, these concessions. I think they're none more important than settling the lawsuit with President Trump, something that he has sought from a number of media, social media outlets. We've already, you know, talked previously about the settlement of also $16 million that ABC paid to settle a suit, settlements from Meta, settlement from Twitter X, but also these concessions acknowledging the importance of viewpoint diversity, in the words of David Ellison's lawyer, David Ellison being the CEO of Skydance, the new mm-hmm. controlling owner of Paramount and CBS, the promise of putting in place an ombudsman to field complaints about bias for at least the next 2 years, and the willingness to wipe away essentially DEI, the diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives that Paramount had proudly rolled out over the last few years.
So a central question has been, how is this going to change things at CBS? And I guess I'm curious about CBS News, a legacy, very respected news company.
Well, we're not going to know until they come forward. David Ellison, the CEO, and Jeff Shell, who's been picked to help him pilot CBS forward. But we know there's going to be no Stephen Colbert, an announcement that Paramount before the approval of the deal said was based purely on financial reasons. But let's not forget Colbert, perhaps the most prominent critic and satirist of Trump on CBS itself. There are these questions of how they're going to deal with bias. Are they going to bring in-house Barry Weiss of the Free Press, an outlet that really focuses on the failings of the mainstream media? You know, there's a lot of concern inside CBS among journalists that I know that say, you know, is there going to be an overcorrection, not of to be just to be fair, but to be fair in the view of the president, who has his own particular definition of how that works.
And David, can I just briefly ask the blunt, basic question? Is this exactly what it looks like? Is this a company that figured out this is how you get a business deal approved by the Trump administration, and then they did it?
There is no doubt among people I've talked to inside CBS, inside Paramount, inside CBS News, that they took very pragmatic steps, even ones that at times were painful to some of the executives involved, to ensure that this deal went through. They didn't see a path forward financially for Paramount Global, but it meant mm-hmm. to a lot of folks, a lot of journalists at CBS News, that there was a compromise that was too big, even for the price tag involved.
And NPR's David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.